Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Clouds of smoke billowed over Lebanon's capital city, Beirut, on Thursday after fighting between the Israeli army and Hezbollah continued. According to the Lebanese Health Ministry, Israel bombed Beirut early on Thursday, killing at least 9 people. More than 300 people who fled the war in the country's south and Beirut suburbs now live in the dark underground hall of the exclusive Sky Bar Club on Beirut's waterfront. Fatin is a displaced English teacher.
Sleeping with our kids in streets with no shelters. Suddenly we found this place and they supported us with food and shelters and all what we need. But there is one special thing that we need, all we need, to go back home. Because we don't wish war. Please stop war.
The Israeli army released video showing airstrikes on Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon, claiming to have killed around 15 Hezbollah members. Israeli spokesperson Avichai Adjaye announced Thursday that residents of more than 20 towns in southern Lebanon were warned to evacuate.
Luckily, the embassies are flying people out.
Multiple countries are now evacuating their citizens as tensions rise. The Israel Defense Forces and Security Agency confirmed Thursday they eliminated 3 top Hamas officials in a strike 3 months ago in an underground compound in northern Gaza. The head of the Hamas's government, Wahi Mushtaha, along with Sameh al-Sarraj, who held the security portfolio on Hamas's political bureau and Hamas's labor committee, and the command of Hamas's general security mechanism, Sami Oida. Hamas media and medics said Israel has also killed West Bank militant Abdel Aziz Salha, who was jailed for life in the 2000 lynching of 2 Israeli reservists and later deported to Gaza. He was struck at Al-Akhluq school in central Gaza, where displaced Palestinians were sheltered. This is VOA News. NATO Chief Mark Rutte discussed